Gotcha. Multiplied by 20 is 200.
Which is interesting because that's a
escape avoidance reinforced behavior. Or maybe it's access. It could be, you know what, it might be more accurate to say access to a break. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of bringing you to the present moment. And you know, it like with any behavior, it can the topography, what the behavior looks like, is one way of classifying something, but another way of classifying something is by asking the question, what function does it serve? All right, well, we're gonna still recording while you, where everybody finds out what you like to eat. Looks like there's a vehicle malfunction in front of me too, so I get the joy of. One moment, one moment. Do you guys need some water? Hey guys, is it a radiator thing? Because I got water in the back. Okay. All right, vehicle map. Something else altogether. So, I am currently at a checkpoint at a military base because I'm. Oh wait, hold on a second. Looks like I'm gonna have to stop the episode. I'm getting a phone call. So yeah. Say that last part again. either. Since I was on second base, I'll go to third base. I'm going for a home. I'm going for home plate, man. Like, might as well go for a home plate, man. That's a point for my team. That talk show is horrible. It's the worst. Bad questions. Horrible questions. Disagree completely. It's confusing and infuriating. And he clearly cares about his guests. That's okay. Nachos, well, there you go. That's just it. That is right there. That's just, they're nacho fries. Nacho fries? Well, that's nacho cheese, man. Are you confused? Because I'm confused. How confused are you? On a scale of... Yeah. Just before it exits the colon. Because you have a tenuous grasp, and you might barely, almost, possibly, maybe have had a chance to be able to say that it is yours, and then it leaves you. Just like all my relationships. Sorry, couldn't help it. Little existential crisis there. No. Or did I? We'll never know. But either way, yeah, so I there was a breakdown at the gate in front of me, and I got moved to the back of the line because they made me back out because I was right behind the breakdown. And I proceeded to wait for 15 minutes for them to stand around the broken down car and do jack diddly squat while they made everybody else wait. And then when I finally moved the car out of the way, I was able to get to the gate. And it took another 10 minutes to just figure out my documentation, because security theater and all that bullshit. And then, you know, my yeah that exactly. And so yeah, my ride called me and asked about what was going on, and I let her know, and then I was just about to go through the gate, and she canceled. But I got another ride immediately after, so there you go. That's the fun and gams there. It was positively addicting. And there you go. That's our episode on addiction.